Good morning and welcome to Schools In, a regular 30-minute segment produced and presented by school students of the Yarra Valley.
Good morning and welcome to Yarra Valley FM. We would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land we are on and pay our respect to their elders, past, present and emerging. You are listening to Schools In and we are your hosts today from Badger Creek Primary School. My name is Reese.
And my name is April.
And my name is Tommy. We are so glad that we can spend the next half an hour filling you in on the news from Badger Creek Primary School.
Today on the show we will have a mix of music, some news that has recently happened at our school and upcoming events at Badger Creek. But first let us introduce ourselves. So Tommy, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thanks April, I love gaming and when I'm older I would like to be a professional gamer. Reese, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thanks Tommy, my passions are soccer and mountain biking. When I'm an adult I would like to have a trade in the military or be a carpenter. April, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thanks, Reese. I love dancing, and when I'm older, I want to be a teacher. So now for our first song, we hope you enjoy it.
Schools In on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the Yarra Valley.
That was You Make My Dreams Come True by Daryl Hall and John Oates. You're listening to Schools In on Yarra Valley FM, and we are your hosts today from Badger Creek Primary School. Tommy, would you like to get things started? With some news?
We've just returned from our September holidays and we're really happy to have our principal back at school. Mr. Crawford went on a holiday for the whole of term 3. He went with his family and they took their caravan with them and travelled through South Australia, Northern Territory and Western Australia and back again. Mr. Crawford told us that they did over 15,000 kilometres over the trip. They had so much fun on their holiday, especially stopping off in places like Kakadu National Park and Darwin, where Mr. Crawford spent his 40th birthday a few weeks ago. They started travelling back to Melbourne so Mr. Crawford could come back to us annoying children. That's a joke, by the way. We know he really cares about us, and we love having him back too. He makes everyone at our school really happy. We should make a special mention of Miss Priest, who was our acting principal while Mr. Crawford was away. She did a really fantastic job and got great support from the other assistant principal, Miss Murphy. April, have you ever travelled to Central Australia, or is it something that you would like to do in the future?
No, I would like to do in the future, but I have travelled to Queensland multiple times because most of our family lives up there. How about you, Rhys?
I'd like to visit Northern Territory to see Uluru and see all the crocodiles. On the 14th of September, 15 Badger Creek primary students went to Melbourne Arena to perform 7 mass dances in the Victorian State School Spectacular. It was the result of half a year practicing every week at school and 2 days of dress rehearsals in the city. Over 200 schools from all across the state came together for it, and it was filmed and will be shown on TV. Throughout the year in the build-up to the performance, students from several schools in the region met at a school in Knox to practice their parts in the overall routine. They was taught by dance teachers Dion and Hara. When it finally came to the day to complete the dress rehearsal and perform, the kids were very excited. Everyone made their way to Melbourne Arena to meet with Miss Kruger and Deb, one of our parent volunteers. It was interesting that the students said they had to have their bags checked for any aluminum glass or any other metals before being allowed in. Then it was down to preparing for the performance and making sure that all of their cool costumes were looking perfect. The performance went smoothly, and the students who performed all felt amazing after each performance. Even though there were plenty of nerves, all the students that went had an awesome time together and met some cool people along their journey. Everyone that went made a new friend or two and now have plenty of memories to stay with them forever. School Spec was great.
Okay, now for our second song, Never Gonna Give You Up. We hope you enjoy it.
Swallow
School's In on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the Yarra Valley.
That was Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up. You're listening to School's In on Yarra Valley FM, and we are your hosts today from Badger Creek Primary School.
Late last term, on Friday the 6th of September, the whole of grades 3 to 6 from Badger Creek Primary School went into the city by bus to see a play called Not So Traditional Story at the Arts Centre. We left school at 8:15 in the morning and arrived back at 3 in the afternoon. We needed two buses to get everyone there, with two grades on each bus. The bus trip into the city was very noisy. You could tell that everyone was excited. When we arrived in the city, we got dropped off out the front of the National Gallery and walked down to the Art Centre for a snack and a toilet break. Then we were straight into the performance. There were lots of other schools there too. The hall was full. The performance was a modern take on Europeans arriving in Australia and really made us think about what happened. It was written in a very clever way and made us laugh a lot. There were actors, but also actors using puppets. Afterwards, we had lunch along St Kilda Road, and then we went to the playground at Birrarung Ma for a run around before hopping on the buses to head back to school. Everyone who went said that it was a really cool day. Tommy wasn't able to go, but Reese and I did. What was your favourite part about the performance, Reese?
When the bird said, "An alien shot my wing with a boomstick."
That was funny.
In grade 5-6, last term, we started up a class economy as part of the Earn and Learn program that teaches kids how to use money wisely and shows them how things work in the real world for grown-ups. Everyone in the class had to work either in a private business or for the government. Everyone had to pay taxes, football nation, medical and homework insurance, and a whole lot of other expenses. But once we paid all of our outgoings, we then had money to spend in the economy, as a lot of people had opened business where you could buy a holiday, such as time outside of the classroom or even a car or paper crafts. We even had a few bakeries in the class economy, as well as hairdressers, cleaners and all sorts of other businesses. The Earn and Learn class economy ran for the whole term, and we are hoping to have a few business days running this term too in the economy. I worked for the government as a bank manager. And tell us about your business, April.
I didn't have a business either. I worked for the government. And what was your favourite thing about Earn and Learn, Reese?
Buying stuff.
Okay, now for our third song, Love Story by Taylor Swift. We hope you enjoy it.
Close my eyes and the flashback starts. I'm standing there on a balcony in summer air. See the lights, see the party, the ball gowns. See you make your way through the crowd and say hello. Little did I know that you.
Take me somewhere we can be alone. I'll be waiting.
Schools In on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the Yarra Valley.
That was Taylor Swift's song Love Story. You're listening to Schools In on Yarra Valley FM, and we are your hosts today from Badger Creek Primary School. Now for some sports news.
On the last day of Term 3, the whole school went onto the oval for morning of tabloid sports. It coincided with the Sports Colours Day. A lot of people dressed in AFL uniforms because people were getting excited about the footy finals, but many students at our school follow other sports such as netball, cricket, basketball, soccer and rugby league. The day was run by the SRC as a fundraiser. Students moved around the school in small groups of kids mixed up from all year levels. We got to participate in fun activities such as netball, breakdancing, soccer, football, cricket, as well as doing some obstacle courses and beanbag throws. The school has a tabloid sports every year to keep the kids healthy and celebrate the last day of term. It was a lovely sunny day too, so it was cool to get outside. It was cool to get outside the classroom and be active. We'd like to send a big thanks to Mrs. Whiteside and all the SRC members for their hard work in organising the event and making sure it ran well in the day.
Late last term, three students from Badger Creek went to a sports day called Techno Avs. It was four students who made it through the Yarra Valley District, and we were going off to compete in the Division Athletics. The three students got to spend the day doing a few different sports to score points for a team that they were put in. It was a mix of kids from different schools all competing, and was a good warm-up for the Division Athletics, which was held on Tuesday of this week. We had five students competing. There were Riley in the shot put, Adam and Discus, Steph. In 800 meters and long jump, Pip in triple jump, and John in long jump and discus. We were so proud of how well they represented the school.
On the 24th of August, a selected group of grade 5-6 students went to Yarra Junction to play basketball. There were two teams from Badger Creek School. There were the Beavers and the Bears, and both teams had 10 players. There were 24 other teams there from schools all across the Yarra Valley. If you are wondering how our teams went, well, we had a pretty successful day. The Bears missed the final by 1 point, which means that they did really well in all of their games to finish in third place in their division. On the other hand, the Beavers were amazing, winning all three games and going to the finals undefeated. They pulled off a close win to get the semis and then won the semi-final 12-4. In the grand final, everything clicked beautifully and they won 18-8, playing an awesome game. The winning players all received a basketball. The coach was Miss Drew, who did an awesome job of coaching. She is a coach for the Ringwood Hawks outside of school, so we were really lucky to have her talents already in our school.
You and me both got to play in one of the teams, so Reese, tell us how you found the day.
It was awesome. I played for the Bears. Even though we lost it, it was still fun.
Thanks, Reese. Now for our fourth song.
Introduce it or just leave it like that?
I think we'll just leave it like that.
Okay.
Your little games, don't like your haunted stage. The role you made me play of the fool. No, I don't like you. I don't like your perfect crime. How you laugh when you lie. You said the gun was mine. Isn't cool. No, I don't like you. But I got smarter, I got harder in the nick of time. Honey, I rose up from the dead, I do it all the time. I got a list of names and yours is in red underlined. I check it once, then I check it twice. Oh, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me. Ooh, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. What you just made me do, look what you just made me do. I don't like your kingdom keys. They once belonged to me. You asked me for a place to sleep, locked me out, and threw a feast.
What?
The world moves on another day, another drama, drama. But not for me, not for me. All I think about is karma. And then the world moves on, but one thing's for sure. Maybe I got mine, but you'll all get yours. But I got smarter, I got harder in the nick of time. I rose up from the dead, I do it all the time. I got a list of names and yours is in red underlined. I check it once, then I check it twice. Oh, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. I don't trust nobody and nobody trusts me. I'll be the actress starring in your bad dreams. I don't trust nobody and nobody trusts me. I'll be the actress starring in your bad dreams. I don't trust nobody and nobody trusts me. I'll be the actress starring in your bad dreams. I don't trust nobody and nobody trusts me. I'll be the actress starring in your bad dreams.
The old tailor can't come to the phone right now. Why? Oh, 'cause she's dead.
Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do.
Yuvaka! Yuvaka!
Yuvaka!
It's the Yarra Valley Arts, Crafts, Collectibles and Antiques Expo at Yarra Glen Racecourse on October 19 and 20, 9:30 to 6. Enjoy the fun of the fair with the Animal Farm, giant slides and rides, live bands and the fine wine, cheese and beer pavilion. Entry $10 for adults, $25 for families. A tasting charge applies to the fine wine, cheese and beer pavilion. Free tickets from Yarra Valley FM Woori Yalak, 11 to 3 Monday, Wednesday and Fridays.
Station sponsor, Yuvaka. See you there.
School's In on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the Yarra Valley.
That was Despacito. You're listening. That was Look What You Made Me Do by Taylor Swift. You're listening to School's In on Yarra Valley FM. We are your hosts today from Badger Creek.
Every year, Badger Creek Primary are presented with 5 new chickens from the Royal Agricultural Society of Victoria. We raise them and take them to compete in the Royal Melbourne Show. In the September school holidays each year on the Friday 20th September, the Badger Creek chickens left our school with the Duff family, who took them to compete in the school poultry competition at the Royal Melbourne Show. Sadly, we didn't win the ribbon this year, but that doesn't mean we won't try again next year. The chickens are a real asset for our school, as they are great to talk to and they give us eggs. If you are interested in the competition, it was based on the biggest egg and the healthiest and best looking chickens. We are happy to have them back at school and would like to say thank you to the Duff family for taking them to and from the show, and all the students and teachers who came for support, the Badgers Chooks at the show. There were lots of selfies taken with our famous Chooks.
On the 18th of October, the grade 2s are having a sleepover at school. The children are excited about being at school in the night time. Some of the things they will be doing are having a disco, watching a movie, a barbecue, playing some games, and hopefully sleeping. Kids will be dropped off by their parents at 7 p.m. and will be picked up the next morning at 8:30 a.m. For some students, this will be the first time they have slept away from their parents, which can be a scary thing. What better way to have that experience than being with your supportive friends and teachers at school? It is a good practice for camp too, as all of the grade 2s will be going on camp next year. Did you go to the grade 2 sleepover when you were in grade 2, Tommy?
Sadly, no. How about you, Reese? What can you remember?
Yeah, it was great. Did you go, April?
No, I wasn't at this school then.
In 2 weeks' time, on the 24th of October, Badger Creek Primary School will hold their annual disco. It takes place in the gym each year and is a celebration that each and every student loves. We nearly didn't have a disco this year, but luckily us grade sixes took responsibility for organising the disco. We must also give a shout out to Miss Whiteside for helping us bring the disco back. We also want to thank Caroline for taking the role of the DJ, because our usual DJ Sue couldn't do it this year. Kids are already discussing their request and what fancy dress that they are planning to wear. Some grade sixes will happily help set up and decorate the gym so that the whole school can dance till their feet hurt. Also, a shout out to the parents who are planning to cut the tops off 180 isopoles. That's one per student. What is your favourite thing about the disco race?
Popcorn. You go every year. April, what are you looking forward to most this year?
I'm looking forward to the dancing and the games.
Well, the time has come for us to say farewell. Big thank you to our teacher, Miss Priest, for driving us here, and to all the students who helped us with the writing of this script by contributing their ideas and words.
Thank you also to our educators for helping us prepare for today.
Now for our last song, Cry by the Maves. We hope you enjoy it. Thanks for listening to us this week on Yarra Valley FM.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.